Old business, our first item is subdivision 2021-25, Four Winds Farm.
Mr. Chairman, the commission might remember this from the public hearing that was held on April 14th of this year, and the commission left the record open to receive the DLDOT response to the traffic impact study. I can confirm we have received it. It is included in your paperless packet. So should the commission wish, you could close the record.
Can I just ask one question, and I hate to spring this on you. Do you recall, was there a time period left open after the receipt of this for written comment on this one?
That I don't recall. We could check the minutes before.
Maybe we could just refer back to this at the end of the agenda, you know, while they're looking.
Yeah.
So, okay. Just to make sure, I don't want to close it if we said we'd leave it open for, you know, 10 days or whatever, like we sometimes do.
Okay. Very good. All right. We'll just move on then.
Sorry to spring that on Steph and everybody. Right,
we can find that out.
I don't remember.
I don't either. I know. That's right.
Yeah. All right, then. Our next item is conditional use number 2325, David and Sandra Blank.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2325 for David and Sandra Blank for a small campground consisting of only two campsites based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this conditional use for the creation of two campsites located on a 30-acre property because the applicant is seeking to install campsites for RVs or tents. This small campground still falls under the requirements for a campground conditional use. This is so small that with the conditional use imposed, it will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or roadways. Two, the proposed conditional use will not adversely affect congestion of roads or streets as confirmed by DLDOT. In accordance with the MOU between Sussex County and DLDOT, the campground would only have a diminutive impact on the area roadways. Three, the two proposed campsites will comply with the requirements of Section 115-172H of the Sussex County Zoning Code for the approval, design, and operation of campgrounds. Four, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two campsites located on the property in addition to the property owner's residence. B, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements associated with this use. C, the two campsites and other facilities shall be connected to an adequate on-site wastewater treatment facilities approved by the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. This type and location of the approval on-site wastewater facilities shall be shown on the final site plan. D, stormwater management and sediment and erosion control facilities shall be constructed as required by state and county requirements. E, the two campsites shall be surrounded by a 50-foot landscape buffer. This buffer may include existing vegetation. The buffer shall be shown on the final site plan. F, because the applicants have stated this use will not be operated as a commercial enterprise, no signage or advertising, including print, electronic, or social media, shall be permitted. G, there shall be no accessory buildings located on the two campsites. H, all units to be used for the purpose of human habitation on the campsite shall be tents, travel trailers, recreational vehicles, or equipment manufactured specifically for camping purpose. I, the applicant shall identify all dwellings in the vicinity of the property that require a 400-foot buffer pursuant to Section 115-172H, parentheses 3, of the Sussex County Building Code. The campsite shall be a minimum of 400 feet away from any dwellings that exist at the time of the final site plan approval. J, the two campsites must be 2,000 square foot in size and at least 40 foot wide. The location of the campsite shall be clearly marked on the site plan and the site itself. K, neither campsite shall have direct access to any road outside of the boundaries of the campground. Access to these campsites shall be restricted so that they are not accessible when not in use. L, the campground shall comply with all of the requirements of section 115-172H. M, this conditional use will be reviewed for compliance and continued compatibility with the area by the Planning and Zoning Commission 4 years after County Council has approved this use. And the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2325, David and Sandra Blank, with the conditions and stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and the stipulations stated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 3-0. Thank you. The next item is conditional use number 2327, Howard L. Ritter and Sons Incorporated.
Just a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion to defer.
Okay.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2327, Howard L. Ritter and Sons Incorporated. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, to defer.
Yeah. Mr. Mears?
Yes, to defer.
Okay, and the chair votes to defer. Motion carries 3-0. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, we
can. Yes, are you.
On Four Winds Farm, I'm glad Mr. Robertson asked his question because the commission did. The motion was to hold the record open for receipt of the traffic impact study and then wait 10 days for receipt of final comments in response from the public. So that means today we would just ask you to announce receipt of the traffic impact study and then leave the record open.
And the clock is now running.
Correct.
Yep. Okay.
And we'll bring it back in January.
Okay. Well, let me just to be safe, let me read it back into the record. This is subdivision 2021-25 Four Winds Farm. It's on the agenda to announce that the traffic impact study has been received and the time period for public comment has begun.
For written public comment.
Written public comment has begun. So doesn't require a motion or anything.
No.
Right?
Just an announcement.
Okay. Yep. All right. That's been done. We will move on to our public hearings after we take a 5-minute recess.